From the Opubco Studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Don't Suck. This is July 8th, 2009. How's everybody feeling out there?
Feeling fantastic.
I'm feeling fantastic good. In here. I'm
feeling like fancy. Derek feels like crap.
I think it's all this Dr. Pepper and chili cheese Fritos, though.
But it smells delicious.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Podcast Don't Suck, brought to you by 796 Entertainment and featured here at lookatokc.com. Let's give him a big round of applause.
Yeah!
Let's give him a big round of applause. This week's music was brought to you by The Separation.
The Separation.
The Separation again.
That's not fair. That's like saying I like the Beatles better. That's not.
Are you calling Wilco
the Beatles?
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're talking about like a local band, like, well, I like Wilco a lot, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Derek, where can we find more about The Separation? Do they have a website on the web?
MySpace? Meeting.
Go ahead and finish your lunch in the corner. We're having a little picnic apparently here today. Here at Podcast Don't Suck.
I hear Frito-Lay makes a very toothsome bag of chili cheese flavored products.
And I think it's obvious, but I'll go ahead and point it out. Derek Smith has decided to rejoin the show after he walked out last week. Hold your applause. I don't know if it's going to be a good thing. Starting off strong. With me here is also Spencer Hicks.
Hooray!
There's Brad Chad Porter.
Woo!
And then in the booth we got Mr. Nicholas Tankersley.
Yes! Yes!
I'm Dan O'Donohue. Let's get this party started. Derek, you got a movie quote for us this week? Let's go ahead and go to a movie quote. Derek's movie quote of the week.
Alright.
That makes sense to anyone? I didn't make sense to me.
This is kind of a special one because I heard this one a lot growing up.
Okay.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm. It's from Almost Heroes.
The Last Temptation of Christ.
Nope.
The Legend of Bagger Vance.
High five. We both thought of that at the same time. How weird. It's like a voice spoke to us and told us, this will be funny.
Anyway. Comedy gods.
I'll tell you later, I'm eating.
Derek will inform us. I bet that sounds awesome. Derek will inform us to the answer to that quote at the end of the episode. Thanks, Derek.
I'd just like to point out at this point in the show that Derek knows full well what he's doing to me right now.
With the chewing and the sound in the ear. Why is that, Brad? You want to enlighten our listeners to why that would be a concern?
It's like I have a lot of like rational anger, a lot of anger about things that I should be angry about. Right. But one of the things that just crawls all over me is listening to people eat and drink. I can't stand it.
When it's cereal, like if in the morning, if I can hear people eating cereal, that I want to punch someone in the face.
And it's not rational because you make noise when you eat too. Like,
yeah, I know, but
like
everybody
makes noise when they eat.
I just need to be alone while I do it.
I can't stand it. It goes all over me.
I agree with you, Brad.
Whoever it is that made those Carl's Jr. commercials where you get to hear them smack and slobbing out on a
I like Carl's Jr. food too, but I hate the commercials.
I don't understand. Like, so you're specifically like, it's specifically cereal?
Just or breakfast. Could it be? It's early in the morning.
Crunchy
I'm
food
still not
in the
quite
morning.
Awake and people are
you get to
chewing.
Slurp and crunch at the same time?
Slurp and crunch, and God forbid that there's like ham or like, you know, ham and eggs or sausage and eggs so that you hear the clanking of the forks on the plates. And I want to die. I just want to die.
Well, now we all know you are insane. You're crazy. And that's the way to drive Brad nuts. If you ever want, just give him a call in the middle of the night.
See, I never had breakfast in the morning.
You know what? There's probably a lot of people out there like Brad that we are just terrorized. Hundreds of people have just switched this show off. Thousands, probably. Thousands.
Millions.
Probably millions.
Billions.
That'll bring us right into Look at OKC calendars.
Burp of the week.
Look at OKC calendar. Powered by Wimgo.
Oh, Wimgo! That noise was scary.
It might not be, though.
That actually kind of made me happy, but I was scared a little bit.
Spencer, what's going on this week at the Look at OKC calendar?
Well, Spencer Hicks is going to be emceeing at the Looney Bin. So if you want to see what a talented member of 796 sounds like, come to the Looney Bin.
You can't listen to this show? That doesn't count?
No, yeah, you can listen to this show.
Now, if you guys want to come out on Wednesday, you can watch Derek not become an MC once again.
Wednesday
for 3 years running. Every week he's gone, failed to make MC. It's staggering accomplishment.
What's the date? What's the date on these things? When are you MCing first, Spencer?
8th through the 13th. Wednesday through Sunday.
And mine is on the 8th.
On the 8th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is the Looney Bin in Oklahoma City.
Well, yep. Everyone needs to get out there and support your local comedy. Yeah. It's the only comedy club, right, in Oklahoma City? So.
It is the only comedy That's club correct. In Oklahoma City.
It's important
if you want, you can come out and watch Injustice live and in action.
Which is Derek being snubbed yet again. But, you know, let's be honest. You had a pretty rocky start with these people up front. It wasn't like they were like, you know what, I don't like the cut of his jib. It was like you broke all their rules.
They weren't even rules that were like published rules. They're like, you know, you didn't wash your left hand first before your right hand. That's going to cost you a week.
It was like, don't curse on stage. Do 4 minutes, not 12.
No.
What happened?
I did break those rules the first time.
Okay.
And then I didn't break those anymore. And then it was other things. Brad, back me up on this.
It's true. They were like, there were a lot of us that sort of learned the rules by watching Derek be punished for breaking them. Like that really did happen. Like, it is true. Like,
did you know that you cannot take 3 beers on stage with you?
You're supposed to literally be on stage for 4 minutes.
I know.
And you took 3 beers.
And did I drink any of them?
I don't know.
No, I didn't. I didn't drink it. I didn't even take a sip. I just took them out there, put them on a thing.
So it was kind of like a prop.
Yeah.
You were a prop comic.
Exactly.
And that maybe they just don't like prop comics.
Oh. Well, and
well, that's not jugglers. That's not true. It can't be the prop
then
comic.
Also, it angle. Was Derek. Oh, no. People can smoke on stage. Anybody can smoke on stage.
Right.
But apparently the way I smoke on stage... is annoying.
Well, now, to be... Also, I read somewhere, I think it was in some other publication. I appreciate you, at least you turned away from the mic, but it was still...
It still smells
gross.
Like chili cheese.
I did read that your comedy could be summed up in as few of words as, watch a man, he drinks and smokes on stage and talks about it.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So, I mean...
I get some pretty priceless, you know, press clippings.
That's in your little book.
He's raunchy and causally funny.
This awkward-looking dude.
Yeah.
Awkward-looking dude drinks and smokes on stage and talks about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I left out the awkward lift.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Left out the best part.
See.
No, I think maybe the writer was probably just projecting. He'd probably never seen a picture of you in his life. He himself was... awkward looking, raunchy, and smoking drink, and he's like, "I've never seen this comic before. He's gonna be everything I hate about myself."
That's could be. That probably is the truth. So anyway,
what
get
other
out.
Rules have I? Oh yeah, you're not allowed to write anything during
in
a
the
show.
Comedy club. Well, yeah,
in a show.
Yeah,
which some of the rules are fair enough. Like some of the rules are fair enough. We just weren't informed of them ahead of time.
Yeah,
and so Derek somehow just ended up being the only person punished for.
And you can ask any open micer, what do you do during the show on Wednesdays? I sit and I write my own jokes. I have an hour that I can't talk, and I just sit there and write jokes.
Right.
And it was that headliner turned me in. He didn't even have the balls to walk over to me and be like, "Hey, you stealing bits?" No, he was like, "Oh, I'm going to get him. Let me go get, I mean, I know this kid has come back two times this weekend. Let me go get the manager. Let her come over and just, you know, ream him up and down in front of everybody." Yes!
Anyway, get out there. The last thing to wrap up the Look at OKC calendar is, of course, Mondays Don't Suck. Still every Monday.
Best cheap entertainment up in the city.
Every Monday at the Speakeasy, 51st Street Speakeasy, all summer long. Come out and see all these people here right now and some of our friends.
Some of our friends.
Some of
that'll
our
be
friends.
That'll be July 13th. Also on July 20th, I have a special announcement.
What?
In case anybody's interested.
Are you getting married?
I am going to headline the show at Mondays Don't Suck.
Hooray!
Hooray!
On June 20th, and I will actually use that
July
as an
20th.
Opportunity. Oh, did I say June? July 20th And I'm actually using that as an opportunity to do all of my jokes for the last time.
Are you going to really do them for one last time and never do them again?
Are you going to pull Seinfeld?
No. I won't do... I'm not saying I won't ever do them again, but I'm going to put them away for however long it takes me to write another 45 minutes.
Is it because of the beard?
It's not because of the beard. He lost his beard.
Little preface.
Yeah, I did lose my beard. I had to take a day job and they made me cut my beard.
The picture...
Which hasn't happened to, I don't think, anybody since 1987.
Yeah.
Like, I've never heard of someone having to shave their beard for their job. Like, I've been an adult. Like, that's the sort of thing that happens to teenage metalheads in the 80s.
You just calm down.
You calm down, you
hippie. This is how the world runs, and if you want to be a part of it, you just step up and be a man.
Well, I did. It's gone, but I'm not happy about it one little bit.
All right, we got to move on. Anyway, attitude down to Taco Bell.
What I was saying is, yeah, I'm going to put it away for a year, or however long it takes me to write another 45 minutes. Because Here's the deal. If I don't put them away, they'll be there.
Yeah.
And when I'm trying to write new material, and I'm sure you guys have had this problem too. You try to write new material and it doesn't go well.
No, I've never had that problem.
It never does.
I don't have the problem either.
And then you fall back on one joke to try to get the audience back, one joke that you know works. And then if that doesn't work, or even if it does work, you want to keep them, so then you start just stacking up all your old jokes, and all of a sudden,
yeah, got no idea what you're talking about.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
I don't do that.
Nothing.
Derek and I, like everything
Derek
we
is
use,
different. I don't. Derek doesn't get a vote here. Derek does new material every night that he gets on stage.
Yeah, whether it's good or bad,
Derek doesn't have old material.
I took that history.
He doesn't. That's
I gone. Did that History Channel joke. Nothing.
Which, should just change it from, hey, remember the, what was it?
Say the History Channel, they should just change the name to, hey, remember World War II?
Keep the H in the corner.
Yeah.
Change it to, hey, remember World War II? Come on, that's funny. Anyway, let's go ahead and move on. Let's go ahead and get into our Redbox Pick of the Week.
Redbox Pick of the Week! Redbox Pick of the Week!
Redbox.
We got a good one this week.
Ow! No! Pterodactyl noises.
That was the worst intro we've ever had for this
that
piece
was
of crap.
Awful. We want to try again?
Let's
do
that
again. The metal screen.
No, it was awful.
That was a terrible rap.
I'm just
like
to
being
let's
raped
that.
By machinery.
All right, let's do it again real quick. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your Redbox Pick of the Week.
Redbox Pick of the Week.
Ow! Oh, you had to sneak it in. Okay. Oh, let's just go. Let's move on. All right,
I'll give him that one.
This week's Redbox Pick of the Week, your $1 million film for just $1, is, of course, Street Fighter Legend of Chun-Li.
Yes! Chun-Li was always my favorite.
Based on the popular video game franchise, sexy female fighter Chun-Li embarks on a quest for justice.
Yes.
Rated PG-13, so you know it's good.
Oh, of course.
By the Motion Picture Association of America for sequences of violence and martial arts action and some sensuality.
Well, of course, it's Chun-Li. Just her being in the movie is going to be a little bit sensual.
Exactly. So anyway, I of course haven't seen this yet, but I wanted to bring it up. It is new to DVD. I wanted to bring it up because I wanted to talk about the old Street Fighter real quick.
That game was awesome.
No, not the game. The
what?
Old film.
Oh, okay.
You're starring Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Yeah.
As like the Uber American Jean-Claude Van Damme, apparently. Yeah. That's our Uber American. Really?
The muscles from Brussels.
The muscles from Brussels is...
From Branson.
Branson.
The muscles from Branson.
I think that people should go out, rent Chun-Li, but also go ahead and pick up the original Street Fighter, the movie,
Compare the two.
We have Bison. Oh, man. It was awesome.
I make a cameo in that one. You know, I'm the guy that goes... The fat guy with the
I was thinking the big guy
E-Honda. E-Honda.
E-Honda
was a sumo wrestler.
That's yeah. Right.
I see everybody. That's a visual joke because I'm fat.
Oh,
and he was moving and stuff.
His hands. I want to talk about something that kind of will bring us from this to our next topic.
Okay.
Like, I heard someone making, like, it wasn't necessarily, like, a racist comment, but, like, it could have been perceived as a racist comment. Like, they were talking about, like, African Americans, and they're like, oh, those people should just go back and play their jazz music and create dances or whatever. And I was like, okay, that's weird to say.
Go back from what?
I'm not going to tell you the context.
Oh, okay.
But you could say...
Being the president, I guess?
You could say that about, like, any group of people. And, like, if you said it with the right tone, like, it would be like, look at you, you Irish people. Go back to your music and your weird dances.
Huh? You can literally say that about any culture.
Group of people. Any culture, you can make a reference to something that is benign, like, do something your culture does and something else your culture does. And, like, it is an insult.
And it's almost always music and dance. Like, you could almost apply music and dancing specifically.
All you're leaving out is, like, food.
You can't do white people, though, because we can't dance.
He's white.
We have dances. The Irish jig.
Yeah, no. The Irish are
Celtic
white.
Music.
They're
and then
monsters.
Soups and potatoes. Like, I mean, you could literally say, like, go back to making your food and your dances and your music. Yeah, that's culture. That is a...
Yeah.
That is, like, a culture. That seems...
But if
you
say
agree
with,
you.
If you say it with the right inclination, it's an insult.
It becomes an insult.
Yeah.
I like that. Good on you, sir. Good on you for pointing
so
that out.
So are you saying do this more or not do this?
When that was happening, I was like... You could say that about anybody. Like,
and it's not really an
like
insult.
Like, you're not really insulting that person. You're just making an observation.
You're making it sound less than, I think,
go
is what it is.
Go kill a buffalo and then live in a teepee.
Yeah. You're being racist. I don't know. It's true. That brings us really well.
Go eat deviled eggs.
You say it kind of
and,
people
you know, hide your money in a tax shelter. So white people?
Deviled eggs are gross.
Put some salt on your eggs and then put up a hammock in your backyard, sir.
Are hammocks like so somehow exclusively white?
I don't think so.
Have you ever seen a hammock in a black person's?
Well, I don't know. It seems racist to think about.
Honestly, I don't think I've seen too many in white people's yards either. Like, my parents have one, but yours don't. Brad doesn't have one. I don't have one.
Because it's uncomfortable to be out in this weather.
If white people invented the hammock, we deserve what we're going to get in the coming generations.
In the hobo wars?
Yeah. Yeah. We deserve the licking we're going to take after the hobo wars. Because the hammock
That's how hobos bathe. They're like cats.
Let's move on. That does bring us, that's a good segue right into our first topic. That let's talk about this briefly. I think this well has run dry on racism. But I read the other day, and it's kind of old, but people are still talking about it in a big way, the racist robots in Transporters 2. Or, I'm sorry, Transformers 2. Transformers
2. They were racist? What did they say that was racist?
Have you not heard about this?
No, I watched this movie.
It was the two twins. It was Mudflap and...
Were they saying racist comments on...
No. They were saying that those are racially offensive characters.
That they
play up stereotypes.
Very much.
It's terrible. What I thought was kind of clever was this one website was calling them little black Sambots.
I
think one of the hidden reasons that people complain about racism in film when it's not overt is so that they can themselves... exercise that clever racist bone that they have inside of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a terrible freaking thing to say.
Yeah.
Ever. For any reason.
But it's clever,
but
though.
It is clever, but it's a terrible thing to say. And you get to say it under the cover of outrage.
Of them being racist because they made these blah, you know what I mean? Yeah. No, I agree. I thought it was kind of clever, though.
Yeah, it's
go live in.
Well, here's the deal. Like, I think you know racism when you see it. Racism is not like...
like porn.
Was that kind of... That sounded kind of racist. If that's your... Yeah, that wasn't racist. Racism is hate and ignorance. And you know it when you see it. It's not like, wow, those characters are sure close to something that maybe makes me feel uncomfortable. That's not racism.
Yeah.
It's scary and it catches your yard on fire while it burns.
Racism is serious. Stop being fake outraged by characters in movies.
Well, and it belittles racism.
It makes it...
It makes it like these characters instead of like... things that keep people from getting jobs getting into colleges.
Exactly. You're never going to solve those problems. Systematic racism in America is never going to come to an end if we keep, you know, firing Don Imus for saying nappy-headed.
Okay, cool. I think we've made our point. I think it's beautiful. I did want to just reference one other thing real quick that I was reading about.
Boring.
That people are... I enjoyed it. It was important.
No, we just knocked down walls.
One thing that another event that people are still talking about, some piece of news that I stumbled upon, was David Letterman's comment about President Jesus.
Sarah Palin.
Governor Palin. Which I thought was over until I found out that there is a website that's called firedavidletterman.com. And I don't even really want to bring it up because I don't really want to support it.
Oh, no, it's hysterical. They're going to fire David Letterman. Oh, my Lord.
They're going to get, 400 petition signatures. And I think that's the whole point. They're trying to, rally, a petition to, you know, hold David Letterman accountable for his actions.
You know
and
what
it's
petitions
ridiculous.
Do?
Send a message to...
Nothing. They do nothing.
Oh. That's true.
Yeah. I'm going to get a petition together, and we're going to go to the Capitol, and we're going to change it. No, you're not. You're going to change anything. You're just going to waste your time and a bunch of other people's time and get their hopes up.
Take the time that you spent trying to gather signatures for your petitions and try to get votes for people who will change things.
Here's what really upsets me about that whole ordeal. You know, he makes...
Or just grow up and realize nothing's ever going to change.
And get better.
David Letterman makes a joke that involves... his oldest daughter, or Governor Palin's oldest daughter, who just had a baby, as being a prostitute. And then they fire back at David Letterman saying, the raping of our youngest daughter is nothing to joke about. That, they took everything completely out of context and just fired it back at him. And anytime someone says anything harsh or negative about Palin, they go back at them personally, and it's disgusting. And then she acts all offended when people make fun of her. You know, even though she's in the limelight and all this kind of crap. But then at a speech, she made fun of John Kerry. And no one's whoa. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
No one's...
Well, it bothers me that on the news, no one was ever pointing out, clearly they didn't think he was telling this joke about their 14-year-old daughter.
Right.
It was just a lie that they were able to tell, and no one ever said... That's stupid.
Yeah.
You can't say that.
You know what it meant.
In the news article that I read, that's all it was about. It was like, I don't really understand why she's so upset. And she's complaining about something he didn't even talk about. And then they had his rebuttal. He's like, I would never talk about that because that's inappropriate.
Yeah, he did on a show.
And then I think he fired back another comment the next night after they went out and called him irresponsible.
A lot of it, too. I mean, I actually blogged about this not too long ago. A lot, and during that process, did a little bit of research. And a lot of it, too, is just timing. A lot of it is that she had made a political calculation that she needed a certain bit of attention at that time. Because he had made no less than 5 jokes over the previous 4 months that were very similar to the joke that he made that night that she got so upset about.
And it somehow became...
And
well,
this one is different because
they had
she
an
needed
angle.
The attention.
Well, and they had the angle of oh, that was the wrong daughter. We can make this about rape.
Yeah.
And it was he didn't even say the word rape. I think he said, got his daughter pregnant?
No, I was talking about how much she charged per an hour by some New York Yankee baseball player.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it was?
A-Rod.
I think we're conflating a couple of different jokes. But
it's a couple things.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
David Letterman is not getting
the
fired.
The point is, I signed the petition. I want that man off the air. I'm not going to stand for this.
This is not the America I remember.
This isn't the America I fought for in grade
you didn't
school.
Fight for anything.
I got in a fight in grade school over how badass America was.
Just singing the song. And I'm proud to be an American. Punch.
And that's pretty much went down. Were you there? Was it you?
I think I was singing backup vocals and playing a little canyon ridden guitar.
Every good rock song has some guitar. Sounds like it's being played in a canyon.
Exactly.
Anyway, Spencer, snap. Spencer.
Yes, sir.
Spencer Hicks.
What?
Do you have a joke for us this
what?
Week?
What?
Do you have a joke for us, Spencer Hicks?
Yeah. You know what? That's the sound of jealousy.
That is. Because you get your own little joke of the week every week. Just you, buddy.
Just me.
No, it doesn't matter. I'm coming in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to have a joke off for your joke.
What? You're going to challenge him?
I'm going to challenge him. Oh. Not now. I'm going to let you warm up kind of Rocky style.
Okay.
Oh, buddy.
I don't want to come in like Rocky III, like Mr. T, and start punching. You're not ready.
Tune in for that. A little joke off coming up. All right, Spencer, you got a joke for us?
I've got a couple.
What?
Yeah, just a few quick ones.
Oh, man, I'm excited.
Just a few quick ones.
Let's hear this.
What do you call a first-time offender in Iran? Lefty. A guy goes into a psychiatrist's office and says, "Doctor, doctor, I feel like a pair of curtains." Psychiatrist says, "Pull yourself together, man."
That one was good. I love those kind of jokes.
A guy
sometimes.
Goes into a psychiatrist's office and is like, "Doctor, doctor, I think I'm a deck of cards." Psychiatrist says, "Have a seat. I'll deal with you later."
Yes.
A guy goes into a psychiatrist's office and he's like, "Doctor, doctor, I think I'm a bridge." Psychiatrist says, "Sir, what's come over you?"
Please tell me you got another one. Is that the last one?
A guy goes into a psychiatrist's office and he's wearing nothing but saran wrap.
Yeah.
This is a psychiatrist says, "I can clearly see your nuts."
High five. Oh, is
Spencer's
that it?
Joke of the joke week.
That was a bit more like Spencer's joke onslaught.
Derek, do you think you can hang with that?
Man, talk about like...
You really want to tangle?
Intimidation.
I'm doing... I want all of it.
And you're going to get it.
I want all of it.
I want it all.
You're going to get it.
Well, tune in
I'm
for
gonna
that.
I'm going to give it to you.
Couple I'm going to give it right back to you.
Balls are flying.
Dodge it.
Quit it. Quit.
No.
You guys quit saying those words.
No. Balls are flying.
Dodge it.
All right, let's go ahead. I think unless anyone has anything they want to add, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show.
Do it. Do it, Rockapella.
Oh, wait. Did you want to hear what the quote was from?
Ah, thank you, Derek. It's not written here. Derek, go ahead and give us that quote again real quick.
"Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, so."
I'm telling you, it's The Last Temptation of Christ.
Nope. Legend of Bagger Vance.
Legend of Bagger Vance.
That might be Schindler's List.
No.
What is it?
The Pianist.
No.
Darjeeling Limited.
Nope.
Sophie's Choice.
Ah, close.
All right, what is it?
Animal House.
Oh!
Belushi? Belushi? Not that funny.
Whoa! You just hate everything that's good.
Wait,
like,
why was it like funny now? No, he's not very funny now.
No, now he's warm room temperature. Anyway, we won't get into why you're wrong about that. We'll get into that next time.
I think we should start a website, FireSpencerHicks.com.
FireSpencerHicks.com.
Very inappropriate comments about your Belushi.
You want to know what signing petitions will do, Derek?
What?
Nothing.
I listen to petitions.
Oh, man, that makes me so angry. I'm going to sign a petition because I'm so freaking important. People care. No, they don't. No, they don't. You work at Walmart. You don't have any say in America anymore. I'm sorry.
Thank you for listening, as always, to Podcast Don't Suck. Produced by 796 Entertainment and featured at lookatokc.com. Thanks again to the band, The Separation. And also, if you liked what you heard, go ahead and check out more from us at 796entertainment.com.